The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
We are in your presence for a lifting. Because Father, you are the source of all energy. You are the source of all energy. You are the source of all energy. And scripture says, he giveth power to the faint. And to them who have no might, he increases strength. Father, this morning, increase our strength. 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 Increase our strength so that we can face tomorrow. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 God bless you for coming.
God
bless you for coming. God bless you for coming. This morning I speak to you on the theme entitled, I can face tomorrow. I can face tomorrow. You can face tomorrow. And together we can face tomorrow. We're looking at this scripture. Genesis chapter 6. From verse 1 to 6. And then 12 to 14. Judges chapter 6. 1 to 6. And then 12 to 14. To 14. Actually, the message is in 12 to 14. But 1 to 6 will help us get the background well. So, reading from the King James Version. It says, and the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. Verse 2. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel. And because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made them the dens which are in the mountains and caves and strongholds. Verse 3. And so it was, when Israel had sown, that the Midianites came up, and the Amalekites, and the children of the east, even they came up against them. Verse 4. And they encamped against them and destroyed the increase of the earth. Till thou come unto Gaza and left no sustenance for Israel, neither sheep, nor ox, nor ox. 5. For they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for multitude. For both they and their camels were without number, and they entered into the land to destroy it. 5. 6. And Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. We continue from 12 to 14. 12 to 14. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. 13. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befalling us? And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. 14. And the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? Amen.
Amen.
Have not I sent thee?
Amen.
As one watches events unfolding, day by day, on the internet, television, radio, newspapers, feelings of inadequacy which erect power blockers and barriers are released into our lives. To others, the blows of life, the accumulation of difficulties, the multiplication of problems, these tend to sap their energies and leave them spent and discouraged.
Yes, sir.
But in order to overcome the above, one needs to attain a strong, steady, reasonable confidence. Which will affect your persona. So that you will no longer repel success, but embrace it.
And not sisadia senkunimu ba won pian to baby nenso obeye na tu.
From the passage we just read, it talks about the Midianites oppressing Israel.
Israel for,
and we saw that anytime Israel tries to do something,
na brebia Israel for me person baby bino.
Bible says the Midianites come to them as what? Grasshoppers.
That
means everything they do will be destroyed. So at the end of the day, they come back to square one. There is no hope. There is nothing. How can they overcome? But in all this, the Lord says you can face tomorrow. The Lord says we can face tomorrow. The Lord says we can face tomorrow. When the angel came and met Gideon, in verse 12, one of the first words the angel spoke to him is that the Lord is with thee. The Lord is with you. This morning I came to tell you that the Lord is with you. I came to tell you that the Lord is with you. Irrespective of the situation you have been through, irrespective of what you are walking in, the Lord is with you. It does not depend on your past, but the Lord is with you. Your background may not have been good, but the Lord is still with you. Turn to someone and tell the person, the Lord is with you. 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 Sometimes when you hear such words, the first thing that rings in your mind is that you don't know what I'm going to. You don't know what I'm going to. If you know what I am going through, and if you know what I have been through, you will not say what you are saying. But today heaven has come down to tell you that no matter the situation, the Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. It may be hard. It may be soft. But the Lord is with you. Gideon asked the angel one thing.
Gideon said,
if the Lord is with us, why are we going through all that we are going through? And that is the question someone is asking. Why am I going through all that I am going through? Whether it is positive or negative, the Lord is still with you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The second thing the angel said,
thou
mighty man of valor. And when you pick it from different versions, from the God's word version,
it
says brave man.
Or sit there,
ma, Another version says mighty warrior, NIV. Easy version says powerful soldier. NLT says mighty hero. CKB says valiant hero. It does not matter how you see yourself. It does not matter the situation you are in. But what matters is how heaven sees you. What matters is how heaven sees you. And this morning, heaven sees you as a brave man. This morning, heaven sees you as a brave man. This morning, heaven sees you as a brave woman. This morning, heaven sees you as a mighty warrior. This morning, heaven sees you as a mighty warrior. This morning, heaven sees you as a powerful soldier. A powerful soldier. A powerful soldier. A powerful soldier. Heaven sees you as a mighty hero. Heaven sees you as a valiant hero. Look around yourself. Somebody turn and look around yourself. Look around. Just turn. Look around yourself. And ask yourself, how does heaven see me? 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 But in all this, heaven sees you as a mighty warrior. Heaven sees you as a mighty hero. Heaven sees you as a brave man. Sometimes the situation you are going through makes you to become afraid. But heaven is still saying you are brave. This morning I came to tell somebody you are brave. I came to tell somebody you are brave. I came to tell somebody you are brave. Irrespective of what you are going through, my brother, my sister, you are brave. 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 Despite the situation, you are a mighty hero. You are a hero. You see, I don't have a problem with you not shouting. Because some of you are still trying to reconcile the words I'm saying with your situation. I don't look like a hero. I don't look like a hero. So, despite the fact that the word is coming, that you are a mighty hero, you are still sitting down, asking yourself, I don't look like a hero. It is like, go telling me you are a hero.
It's coming from you. That's what you perceive me to be.
I don't see it.
I don't
see it.
Me hunisa.
How can I be a hero in this situation? Hallelujah.
Amen.
But as we go to the third point, you will see why you are a hero. Amen.
Amen.
In verse 14, the Lord turned to him and said, go in this mind of yours. Go in this
direction.
This is where the changes are coming. This is where the changes are coming. Which
mind?
Go in this
direction.
Go in this diamond. Go in this
diamond.
Which mind?
To me, dear, no, and only saying.
Which mind?
And only saying.
Bible, God is saying, in this diamond. Which mind? When you roll back scripture, God has given us our will. God has given us our will. And anytime God comes in, the first thing is for you to accept. If you refuse to accept, everything he wants to do cannot be done. If you say no, he can't say yes. So when Moses met God at the burning bush, and the Lord said, go. And he said, I cannot go. What did God do? God had to persuade him. Because if he says he won't go, God cannot do anything. But the time of salvation had come. And somebody needs to go. And the mantle has fallen on Moses. But Moses is saying, I can't do it. In this same passage, the mantle has fallen on Gideon. And Gideon is saying, I can't do it. This morning, the mantle is falling on you and me. But we are also saying, it is impossible. I can't do it. How would God accomplish it? When Jesus went through the Garden of
Gethsemane
and he saw the situation, he had to say, not my will, but thy will be done. Because if he uses his will, everything that God wants to accomplish cannot be done. Until you say yes, God cannot do anything. No matter the prophetic word that comes, no matter what comes, every word that comes, it will still not work. It has to begin from you first. The sleeping giant in you must arise first. The sleeping giant in you must arise first. So when the angel came, he said, go in this thy mind. What mind? In you there is power. In you there is power. Somebody beat your chest and say, in me there is power. I have power within me. And until that you, which is within, begin to arise, there will be no rising. Until that person in you begin to arise, there will be no rising. And so this morning I speak to that person in you that the situation may have brought you down, but God is saying that the person in you is still a hero. The person in you is still a mighty man. That person in you is still a hero. And therefore this morning, if that person can arise, if that person can arise, then you will rise up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you go through situations, it conditions you. And therefore, when you have to come out, it becomes difficult. That is why the devil will always place fear on us. Because it begins from you. And until you have accepted to move, there is no movement. So to some of us, our self-confidence is dead. It's dead. We just call you by name. But the you in you, the person in you,
is gone
down. So Matthew 28:20 says, I am with you always. We have to get to a time where even though the situation is tough, you rise up and you begin to speak to yourself that this is the word of the Lord to me. I am with you always. 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 And the moment you begin to say, you will see that some confidence begin to arise. Some confidence begin to arise. Otherwise, you will be down. Because there are a lot of prophetic words. But why are they not landing? Why is it not working? It is not that we don't believe. But when we look at our situation, it does not match with the prophetic
words.
It does not match. Exodus 3:12. God had to tell Moses, I will certainly be with you. So, when we talk about who in this
diamond,
it is your will plus the God confidence or self-confidence plus God confidence will give you this diamond. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But it begins from you. It begins from you.
If you,
if you don't like it, it cannot be done. If you don't like it, it cannot be done. So when you look at scripture, and you look at the sayings of Jesus, if you want to receive the Holy Spirit, where does it begin from? It begins from you. If you want Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, where does it begin from? It begins from you. So everything begins from you. As far as you are willing, you will eat. But when you are not willing, it cannot be done. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 When you are called,
then you being bewitched is offloaded.
Even if you are delivered and you are not willing, the deliverance
has been
all the work that was done comes back to what? Zero. Why? God gave you a will. God gave you a will. God gave you a will. Today, if you can face tomorrow, it depends on you. It depends on you. Philippians says, I can do all things. Look at that scripture. It says, I can do all things. Then now it asks, through who? Through who? So it begins from who? I can do. Then Christ now asks. So I can do all things through Christ. Sometimes we sit down and we ask ourselves, why are the unbelievers making it? Why are the unbelievers making it? They have understood the word I can do. They understand that word, I can do. And when the scripture said, in the last days, I will pour my spirit upon all flesh. Did the scripture say all Christians? What did the scripture say? All flesh. And what is the meaning of all? All means what? All means what? I want to hear you. All means what? All means what? So the unbeliever is part of the all. And the believer is part of the all. So when you sit down, the unbeliever will take the all and make it.
And
you say, ah. What is God doing wrong? God is not doing anything wrong. He says, I will pour my spirit upon all. In the last days, I will pour my spirit upon all. So the moment we all accept that it is the last day, that means the spirit has been poured upon all. If you fail to rise up, someone will rise up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Self-confidence. Plus the God confidence. So for us Christians, we have an advantage. If you can arise, then you add God. So before Gideon could accomplish everything, he needed to first arise.
Now,
this morning I came to tell you, arise. I came to tell you, arise. Let the dead person in you arise. This morning I came to tell you, arise. I came to tell you, arise. Arise because you are a mighty man. Arise because you are a hero. Arise because it does not matter the situation. Arise because the Lord knows you can rise up. The Lord knows you can rise up. Moses was the most wanted man in Egypt. He was the most wanted. But the day he arose, he went back to Egypt. And he became a mighty man in Egypt. You will be the most wanted. You would have been in the worst of situations. Last Friday, I was speaking to one of my boys. And he was saying that, before Meko SS and Papa Uye.
And son, I will be called secondary school now.
Before I entered SS, my father passed on. And so it has been struggle upon struggle. Then I asked him.
Nobusano.
So as we speak, where is your father? He is gone. Where are you?
Now way.
You are alive.
Now
rise up and move.
Sorry, can
rise
you
up and move. Turn to somebody and tell the person, rise up and move. Rise up and move. See, let's look at tomorrow. Let's look at yesterday. See yesterday as a fresh egg that you are holding. And it fell down. Can you pick it up? Can you pick it up? So what do you do? What do you do? You must continue. You must continue. This morning I came to tell somebody, continue. I came to tell somebody, continue. Yesterday was not good, but today you can continue. Yesterday was not good, but today you can continue. Yesterday was not good,
But today you can continue. Some of us are dwelling on yesterday. But God is looking at tomorrow. Some of us are dwelling on yesterday. But God is looking at tomorrow. Look at yourself and tell yourself, I can arise. I can arise. I can arise. I can arise.
I'm sorry.
Now I know, yes, I know, He holds you. No instrument, please.
And life is worth living just because.
Who is he speaking to us today? Rise up and overturn the situation. You can do it because you are a mighty man. You can do it because you are a brave man. You can do it because you are a powerful soldier. You can do it because you are a mighty hero. Somebody bow down your head and tell the Lord, I can do it. Father, from this morning, I know I can do it. Father, many of us have the blows of life. We still have the scars in our memories. Many of us still have the scars of the accumulation of difficulties. Many of us still have the scars of the multiplication of problems. And therefore, to us, we think we cannot. But this word, you say, but this morning, your word has come to us to tell us, we can. We can. We can. Even when Israel lost everything, even when Bible described the Amalekites as grasshoppers who came to spoil everything, you still told Gideon, you can. This morning, your word has come that we can do it. We can do it. And therefore, this morning, we pray that every sleeping giant in us will begin to arise.
At the sound of my voice, let every giant that is asleep begin to arise. Let the giants begin to arise. Let the giants begin to arise. Let the giants begin to arise. The situation may look like a Goliath, but there is a David coming. There is a David that is rising. There is a David that is rising. He is not rising from town, but he is rising from the bush. He is not rising from town, but he is rising from the bush. This morning, may you cause us to arise. May you cause us to arise. May you cause us to arise. May this word cause us to arise. Because Father, your spirit has been poured. Your spirit has been poured. It has been poured on all flesh. You are only waiting for us to arise. And when we rise up, you will do it. When we rise up, you will do it. When we rise up, you will do it. Thank you for your word this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ. Yeah.